bubble picture and kind of just ease everyone's mind in terms of where this tournament is, Paul. 10 automatic qualifiers. That gives you 8 at-large spots because there's 18 teams in the tournament in 2 weeks. 5 of those 8 at-large are going to the ACC. No-brainer. All the ACC schools are getting into the tournament. Hopkins gets a spot. Lock, no-brainer. That leaves us with 2 more spots. I think the second Ivy League team, which will be definitely the loser of the Penn-Cornell game, is getting in because Penn and Cornell have big RPIs, strength of schedule.
Yep.
So whoever loses that Penn-Cornell game on Friday up at Harvard is getting a spot. That leaves us with only 1 spot left, and I think it's either the second CAA team, that would be either Drexel or Hofstra, whoever loses that, or it could actually be a third Ivy. And follow me here. If Harvard or Yale wins the Ivy, they get the AQ. And then I think Penn Cornell are locks regardless. So if you're a CAA fan, if you're a Hofstra or Delaware fan, pray that Cornell or Penn wins that league. Because if Harvard or Yale does, that could be your spot if you're an at-large hopeful, if you lose that CAA. If you're Hofstra or Drexel. So
had
that's
Hofstra
the way I look
beaten,
at it.
Had Hofstra beaten Penn State last week, would you be able to roll them into the third slot no matter what? Or
yes.
Do you think that was
significant? Yes, you're absolutely right. That crushed them. So as much as it's crazy and there's so many different scenarios, it's actually cleaner than years past. I mean, because I think you're looking at 17 of those spots pretty much locked up. You have the 10 AQs. The 5 ACCs were at 15. I went to Syracuse, I can add. The 16th team would be Hopkins. You have a 17th team, which will be the second Ivy. So now it's really down to just a third Ivy or a second CAA.